Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because our good buddy, Dr. Ivan Meisner, is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ivan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends, the founder of a Business Network International, BNI, which is increasingly becoming not just an international organization, ladies and gentlemen, but an international force. I'm continuing to see references to BNI as a statistical force out there. Very impressive. And it's so heartening for me, so exciting for me to see this happening in front of my very eyes, because when Ivan and I first started working together, you know, he was international, but mostly by name. Now he's truly international. And he is the world's expert on networking. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. I mean, goodness gracious, you guys are growing like crazy. I mean, when I see people, you know, showing your company showing up in a level of where they're measuring you and comparing you to other much more, you know, well-known organizations, older organizations like chambers of commerce and things like that. When I see you showing up in those kinds of statistics, that's big. That's the big time, Ivan.
Well, as I was told by one media newspaper, we're the 600-pound gorilla of networking now.
Yeah, that nobody knows about. I think it may be more like 800 pounds, at least 729 pounds. But Ivan, it's what you guys are doing. When I think about, you know, you've been a member of my Brain Trust for about 9 years, I think now, something like that.
Yes.
And when I think about what you guys have done in 9 years. It's a wonderful example of the free market system that you launched, that's the foundation for what you do, the United States free market system. But then the way you have exported that to other countries, some of which do not have as much of a free market system, you've done a great thing for in my opinion to help raise the boats of a lot of different people.
You know, we really believe we're changing the way the world does business, and we're doing it through a philosophy of giver's gain, which we've talked about on this show.
And I quote you on all the time.
And it's, you know, I think it's helping the economies of local communities all around the world. It's all about generating business through the referral process. And we see it over and over again where this is a really good example of the sum of the whole being greater than the individual parts, that individually the businesses will generate a certain amount of business, but when you get the business people together to cooperate and work together, they generate more business than they would have done individually.
Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is this the issue of connectivity. And in your book, your new book, The 29% Solution, Brand Spanking New, well, it's been out a couple of months.
Just the month of September, and by the way, we hit number 3 in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay, that's right, because I had advanced copies. That's what it was. I knew.
Yep.
I've had mine for a while, and I was one of the lucky ones. I had some advanced copies, but it really did just come out recently, officially, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. This month.
Okay, so in that book, you say that the 6 degrees of separation, which a lot of people believe is real, is really a myth.
Yeah, it's a total myth. It's based on an article I wrote sometime.
Tell the audience what 6 degrees of separation is.
Well, 6 degrees of separation is where we're all separated by 6 degrees, that we're connected by other people throughout the world by 6 steps or 6 degrees. And it's based on the small world studies that were done by Stanley Milgram in the mid to late 60s, and he had packets of material that had to get from somebody in Oklahoma to some guy in Massachusetts. They found that on average it took, in fact, six steps to get to this person in Massachusetts.
Through six different people, through their circles, their communities, their connections. You just had to go to one person, and then they would lead you to the next person. And over six of those steps, you'd wind up getting to the right person.
Exactly right. And it did, in fact, take six steps. So what's my problem with the study? The problem is that only 29% of the participants in the study ever got the packet through. 71% did not after seven steps, eight steps, 10 steps. It doesn't matter. So 29% could find the guy they had to find. 71% couldn't find their car keys.
It's not the six guarantees of separation. Right?
That's exactly right.
That's the deal. It's not the six guarantees, ladies and gentlemen. It's the six steps. So the question is, what do you do with those steps? How well are you making those steps? And that's what Ivan is here to talk to us about today. And we're going to do more of this right after these messages. To Wendy Till, here's Foreigner to take us up.
You get around.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check them out. Use them to your advantage. We've built them for you. No barriers to entry. Ivan Meisner has deposited his wisdom in all of our websites over the years, and we appreciate that very much. Ivan is our guest. He is the founder of Business Network International, BNI. SBNI.com. If you're a professional, if you're in the marketplace, if you're trying to make better connections with people out there in your marketplace, then you ought to check out the local BNI group. And if you don't know where they are, you can go to BNI.com and they can find it right there, right? Ivan, they can find the local chapter.
They can find a local director who can place them in a chapter. Yeah, BNI.com.
In the right chapter.
Because
mm-hmm. you have to be invited, because only one, as you say, one flavor per group, right?
That's right. Only one person per flavor. So we limit the chapters where there's only one person in a particular profession. So
yeah.
You're not doing business with your competitor looking over your shoulder.
Exactly. So SBNI.com. So we're talking about 6 degrees of separation and the 29% solution. And I made the comment when we went to the break that 6 degrees of separation is not a guarantee. You know, just because you execute six steps, that doesn't mean that you're gonna be successful. What your point is the 29% of people who actually were successful with 6 degrees of separation, there was something different about them from the 71%, right?
Yeah. So basically, one out of three of us are in fact separated by 6 degrees, and we took a look at why the one out of three were successful at this, and we believe that they had built a powerful personal network, that they had people to draw upon who could, in fact, connect them with somebody else and connect them with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was we sat down and said, okay, if we had to do that from scratch, if we had to teach somebody from scratch how to be part of the 6 degrees, how to be part of that 29%, what would it be? And that's what we did with the book, is we literally laid out a 52-week plan for somebody to develop and utilize so that they could be connected to anyone else in the world by 6 degrees.
Part of it would seem to me, and of course I know you, I'm sure you mentioned it in the book here, I've seen it, but there are certain mechanical steps that you got to go through, but there are a couple of other things you got to be able to do, it seems to me also, Ivan, that is, you got to be the kind of person that other people want to refer people to. You got to be the kind of person that when you ask somebody to do something, they actually, I mean, you can't make those, you know, once you make the first of those six steps, after that, it's kind of out of your hands.
Yeah.
Right?
With networking, it's really all about trust. And without the trust, you're not going to, you're not going to have people refer you, because when someone gives you a referral, they give a little bit of their reputation away.
Right.
If it's a good referral, it enhances their reputation. If it's a bad referral, it hurts their reputation. So trust is really important in something like this.
I used to have a little thing that I said to people whenever, you know, when I had a consulting business, even when I was in sales years and years ago, I counted on referrals, because, as you know, referrals are golden. I mean, that's how you make a living, Ivan, you and your folks. But, I mean, they really are golden. And I used to tell people, if you, they would say to me, you know, I know somebody I want to introduce you to, or I would ask them, you know, who do you know who, as my friend Ivan Meissner says, and I would say, well, let me tell you what, I'm gonna make you a promise. If they're your friend now, when after you hand them off to me, they'll still be your friend. That's my promise to you. And that seemed to make a difference to a lot of people, to know, for them to know that I knew what they were doing for me was a big deal.
Yeah, you've hit the nail right on the head. It's interesting, isn't it, that people will be more hesitant to give a referral than they would be to someone else because of their reputation than they would be to hire somebody off of an advertisement for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hire somebody out of the telephone book for themselves,
right.
But they won't give a name that they don't know and trust to someone else. That's the importance and the value of a referral.
And even if they do, the last thing in the world you want to do with them to do is say, now look, I want to tell you about this guy because he might be able to help you, but I got to tell you, I'm not making any guarantees on the guy. I mean, that's not a real referral there, is it?
No, you want them to
be unqualified. Hey, you need to talk to this guy. He's a good guy, or he's a good person, or whatever.
Yeah, when people refer someone for business, to do business, they almost always want to know and trust the person. Now, interestingly enough, that's not always the case when you're talking about career networking, mm-hmm. which is the basis of a study done years ago on the strength of weak ties. And the strength of weak ties applies to career networking, that someone might say, hey, I know somebody who's looking for a job. You know, you're looking for somebody, Jim. I know someone who's looking for a job. I don't know them well, mm-hmm. but I know they're looking. And so they'll give that kind of a referral away without knowing and trusting the person. But if
right.
you're talking about doing business,
mm-hmm.
they won't give
Very
a weak tie referral.
Very interesting. Talk to us, Ivan, about some of the steps, some of the specific steps that you recommend that we go through to help us become part of that 29%.
Yeah, sure. Some of them are obvious, and some of them are completely counterintuitive to what the average business person might think of. Some of the obvious ones are, you know, making sure to set networking goals as to where you want to, what you want to be doing, and how much time, block out time to network, which is interesting because we found that in a study that we're doing right now that people who are putting in at least 7 hours a week towards their networking efforts tend to be a lot more successful.
Hmm.
We talk about the giver's gain philosophy and the law of reciprocity.
Right.
All of these are obvious, but some of them are not obvious.
Stand by, we'll come back. We're going to get to some of those non-obvious ones. Those are the ones harder to define that maybe I haven't thought about or you haven't thought about. We'll do that right after these messages with our good friend Dr. Ivan Meissner, the author of The 29% Solution. It's Tintel. Here's Jimmy to take us out.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. We got a good buddy, Ivan Meissner, with us. Dr. Ivan Meissner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com. Check it out. Use that site and to find out where a local BNI organization is. The director is going to be in your area. There's going to be one wherever you are in the United States. And in how many countries now, Ivan?
39 countries worldwide.
39. When you and I first started working, you were in like six countries or three countries or something like that. And
yeah, it was less than six.
See the cool part about being a part of our show, folks. I mean, we just keep on helping people be successful. It's amazing, Ivan.
You do more than you know, Jim. You do more
just
than
have,
you know.
Just having some fun here. But no, Ivan, I know. Let me tell you something, folks. It's a quality organization. And as you know, I don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Ivan, let's talk about some of these 29% solution networking things that maybe aren't so obvious, as you know, as setting goals and following through and what you say you're going to do, you know, all those things that most of us could get by ourselves. What are some of these things we couldn't get by ourselves?
Well, let me give you at least two here. One is the diversity in your contacts, and I know we've talked a little bit about that a long time ago. Business people tend to surround themselves with people that are very much like them. They have similar backgrounds. They're after similar clientele.
Right.
And it's a huge mistake. The truth is, if you want a powerful network, networks by nature are clumpy or cluster-like. Our friends tend to be...
Those aren't networks, they're clicks, aren't they?
Well, they are, but people view them as, this is my personal network. And and the problem with it is that these are people who have similar interests. You know, our friends tend to be each other's friends. And when you do that, you don't have a diverse network. And the key in diversity in your network is that you meet people or have a close associates who are connectors between your group and other clusters of networks. And so the more connectors you have, the more the broader and more valuable your network is. And that's counterintuitive. People kind of want to hang out with the people they feel most comfortable with.
Well, and the thing is I think one of the most important things that any of us can be in the 21st century debate that we all have going on among ourselves is intellectually honest. And if you look around you and everybody you hang out with is just like you, you might want to check and see how intellectually honest you are.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But if you've got Democrats and Republicans in your friendship and Jews and Catholics and, you know, blacks, white, you know, what, purple, whatever, if you got those kinds of folks, and these are people you hang out with, you work with, you talk with, you communicate with on a regular basis with ease, then you're probably pretty intellectually honest. What do you think, Ivan?
I agree, and I would take it a step further in terms of the diversity, because I'm not just referring to the traditional sense of diversity, race, religion. I'm also talking about the types of professions, the educational background, the age of the people. These are things...
The socioeconomic levels, all that.
Yes, yes. And the types of professions, I mean, you know, we've talked about on this show how some of the biggest referrals ever given were given by people like a Mary Kay consultant.
Oh, yeah.
I had one that just happened. Biggest referral given last year was given by a dentist to a freight company in Malaysia. A dentist gave a multi-million-dollar referral.
Wow.
So you never know. Here, just so that we have enough time, let me give you one more that's not, I think it's counterintuitive, and it's week number 46. The item's not counterintuitive, but where it is in the book is. Week number 46 of 29% Solution, it's laid out as 52 weekly success strategy in networking. Week 46 is ask for referrals. Now, one might think intuitively, well,
duh.
Yeah, well, yeah, but know that you would ask for that in week number 2 or week number 3 or week number 5. We waited until week number 46, and the reason for it is people tend to ask for referrals too early. They ask for it before the relationship is cemented.
Before they've earned it.
Before they've earned trust.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean under no circumstances ask for it earlier? No, there are circumstances where you might want to ask for the referral. But, but in terms of a strategy for building your business through referrals, that strategy shouldn't come in the first part
and
of
if,
the process.
And if you wait a little longer, you'll give the other party the opportunity to ask you for help.
Absolutely.
And then when you need them, they're just returning the favor. And that is golden, isn't it?
And it's totally counterintuitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
People wouldn't assume that going into it.
I like the way you structured it. Folks, check it out, the 29% Solution. Ivan, it's always a pleasure. It's always enlightening to have you here, and we're glad to call you our friend.
Thanks. That book, by the way, is available at Amazon and most major bookstores.
Wherever books are sold, and also BNI.com. You can find out more about it there. Thanks, Ivan. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.